We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock number one qualifier, Roger Brogdon. His pass of 6.490 seconds at 212.43 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Roger, this is your second number one qualifier this season out of three events, and your first season back to Pro Stock in a while. Can you talk about why you came back and the success you've found thus far?
I came back because the opportunity that I needed was there. I'm so busy at home. I still work about 80 hours a week with my construction company and my manufacturing company, and I got always got something, you know, something going on, new ideas, new ventures, or whatever. But we made a really good arrangement with Elite, you know, Richard Freeman, and it was just something I couldn't pass up. And I had been considering for the last year or so coming back, you know, and with the somewhat questionable what was going on here and there, and the rule changes or whatever might happen, and But he assured me that things were going to get better, which everybody can see that's happening, and I decided to do it. It worked out fantastic for me. I couldn't get a better deal or a better team to race with.
This weekend, your team is doing something a little unique for the 50th annual. You guys are doing an incentive for fans to collect as many signatures and. Can you kind of talk about what the prize is all about?
Well, I wanted to try to do something for the fans and tie the Pro Stock guys to it because you're nothing without the fans. So we came up with an idea of people getting the 50th anniversary shirts and getting as many Pro Stock signatures as they could get. Hashtag it Pro Stock for life, and you're going to be entered into a contest to win $5,000 cash. Not a check. $100 bills. I got them in my backpack. So it's going to be fun tomorrow. I'm not real sure. I know I signed a lot more autographs than normal, and I don't even have a hero card. So what does that tell you? You know, there's people everywhere wanting to get signatures. So it's great for the fans, great for the Pro Stock guys, even though some of them are a little bit hard to get to, you know, because, you know, if you ain't running good, you're kind of working on your stuff. So one lady told me she waited at one pit for, I don't know, an hour, but she finally got it. But normally, the guys are real good at coming to the back of the trailer. It depends on what time you go by the trailer. They've got a lot of stuff to do every round, and but it worked good. The fans are really excited about it, and I'm not sure how we're going to present it tomorrow, but I'm sure Courtney's got it under control.
Questions from the media?
All these people?
All of them.
So you've had two successful outings coming out here, making it. Can you tell us what's the key to the success that you've been having early?
It's my team. It's, you know, I've always been able to drive a race car. You know, I'm not, you know, trying to pat myself on the back, but that's not been ever been an issue. The hardest part is having a lot of power and a good car. And the Elite team, Richard Freeman, is incredible. I just get in there and drive. You know, I tell people all the time, I own a golf cart and a hat and a driving suit, and that's it. He puts me in a fast car every weekend, and that's you know, you can only do what your crew chiefs and stuff have to work with. Brian Self and Pete Smallwood done a great job, and Richard gave him a lot of power.
Can you talk about the uniqueness of this facility? And, you know, you've had good history here with number one qualifiers and things like that. Talk about what it would mean to come back and have the same success at the 50th annual.
I can't hardly put that into words. You know, if to win this race is one thing, but to win it in my opinion, the toughest class ever in NHRA drag racing, NHRA Pro Stock would be. I'd probably cross everything else off my bucket list. You know, that really don't matter. I won this, so let's see what happens tomorrow. I got to get my foot off the pedal. I got to have lane choice on Sunday, and you got to get your foot off the pedal. If you do that, you're going to make it hard for somebody to beat you.
What does it do for your confidence as a driver knowing that your team is giving you a car that can go up there and run low 650s and now 640s?
It's incredible. For me to really know how tough this class is and to go out there and run 249s today, it takes a lot of pressure off of me. I still have to do my job, but tomorrow, whoever pulls up side, because if we get the race, you know, but it should be a little bit better weather. I know I'm going to go 40-something, so puts all the pressure on their side. You know, if they'd make one little mistake, they're going to get beat. So it feels good.
Thank you. Best of luck.